This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Once again, just Eric Scalavino here with Paul Perillo.
Hello!
Yeah, how you doing? On your Roster Report, Andy Hart taking his usual Fridays off, as he is wont to do at this time of year, Paul.
That's wont with an O.
Thank you. So welcome back to another Roster Report podcast. We do know who was cut from the roster this week, Paul. Guy that I thought was pretty good. Guy that I kind of liked
the rare impartial observer. It's a rare opportunity for me to actually not be involved. But there was a minor, I won't call it a big deal, but there was a minor disagreement between Eric and Andy over the exploits and abilities of one Pat Paschal. And it would appear as if...
Minor as in one Andy, extreme and the other.
Well, I don't think that you guys were necessarily adamantly saying, this guy is great, this guy can't play. I think it was more like Andy didn't really like him very much, and you were intrigued.
Yeah.
Side play, I don't want to make it sound like as you thought they just released Gale Sayers.
No, of course not.
You were intrigued, and Andy
I was intrigued by the
wasn't
tape.
So much.
I was intrigued by the tape. I was less intrigued when I saw him in person at rookie minicamp, and he hadn't really done anything since then to change my thinking on him, and so it wasn't really too much of a surprise when yesterday the team announced in the shortest release I've ever seen.
I can't recall one that was less than that.
That was literally, I think, two sentences.
It was two lines.
That they had released him. Yeah, he was a free agent out of North Dakota State.
So it seemed that Andy is the winner of your minor debate.
Sure, right. But aside from that...
You can't even just give him that. They released a guy that you were intrigued by, and you can't just say, sure, all right, yeah.
Well, because, you know, if he were here, we'd never hear the end of it.
If he were here, I wouldn't have
to say
anything.
I'm the greatest evaluator of talent that's ever come to this organization.
Because there's no one that pats himself on the back like Andy does.
Exactly. Breaks his arm every time he does it, too.
So if Andy were here, there would be no need for me to point out the fact that he was correct, because he would certainly have done so himself.
No. But as we promised...
this guy, got no stones.
No, he does. Damn right he doesn't. As we promised last week, Paul, we're going to start, over the next few weeks, previewing. That's actually previewing.
Right.
The training camp roster, and we'll start this week, since we have Paschal on our minds, we'll start with the running backs, because there's another running back.
Yep. Something we brought up yesterday
on
PFW
in
Progress.
Right.
Eric, you put up an interesting blog post today.
Yep, about an hour ago.
I believe it was it Fox Sports? Who was the outlet? Sporting News?
Sporting News.
Sporting News. Yep. Indicated that the Patriots were actually one of a handful of teams that had shown some interest in Andy's boy, Unga Bunga.
Right. Harvey Unga, BYU.
That's crazy.
Running back. I say that when I'm doing the air quotes.
Big running back.
Because, yeah, he's 6 feet, 237. Some people look at him as a fullback with some skills receiving and blocking. Others look at him as a big, oversized tailback. Think the Corey Dillon mode, perhaps. Maybe not as quick, just judging by the film that I watched of him. But
very productive.
But very productive.
3,000-yard seasons.
In a row. Averaging 5 yards a clip, basically, over his career. So pretty good stats. Has some moves in the open field. And intriguing, much more intriguing than Paschal's tape, I'll say that, especially because he was playing against higher competition, obviously, at BYU. But the supplemental draft takes place July 15th, which is a Thursday, a week before he's going to have a workout for pro scouts. Reportedly, the Patriots are going to be there to observe. They could just be doing their due diligence, but I think you have to at least do that for a guy with these kind of numbers.
I think you have to look into anybody that's available in a supplemental kind of draft anyway. I mean, I think that would be certainly normal. But the question I would have, and I'll open it up to you, Eric, is do you feel the Patriots need to add a player at that position?
I thought they did, and I thought they were going to in this past draft. So I think there's, I'd say there's probably 50-50 chance that they will do that.
Yeah, if this guy is someone that they feel can potentially be a lead type back,
then I think
that they will have
try
strong
to pull
interest.
The trigger.
If he's just a complimentary piece to the committee,
then no.
Then I have no
then
interest in him as a supplemental pick. Most people that listen to these podcasts, they know how I feel about running backs in general. I think there are a handful of truly special ones. You know, LaDainian Tomlinson in his prime, Adrian Peterson, you know, Chris Johnson, what he did last year. Certainly, I'm more than respectful for that kind of ability. But in general, I don't think it's a difference-making position. I really don't. I think that teams, and I know this is awfully simplistic, but I think teams have a finite number, roughly, of rushing yards they're going to get every year. And whether one guy gets 2,000 of those and the rest of them combine for 500, or they're split up, you know, 700 here, 700 there, 800 for that guy.
They'll get the yards.
They're
going to
get the
yards. Yeah.
They're going to have a number of rushing touchdowns, probably around 15 or so rushing touchdowns. I don't really care who gets them. So I don't want to, I don't want to waste a lot of valuable resources. No, I don't think a supplemental pick is necessarily a valuable resource. I don't think they would give a first round pick in this supplemental draft for your boy out of BYU.
And if anybody is either unclear or needs a refresher, the way it works is you can participate or not.
It's a closed bidding process. You decide where you would want to use a pick.
If
I'm the Patriots and I like Unga and I decide I want to see if I can get him in this draft, I think he's worth a third round pick. That's a closed bid.
Right.
You put it into the NFL, and if that's the highest pick, then you get him. You get the opportunity to select first, and you can take your guy. If someone else is picked higher, they put a second-round pick or a third-round pick, but earlier than you, it's the same draft order as the recently completed draft from April, same draft order you go with, then that team would have the first pick over you. So that's just how it works.
And then you forfeit that pick. The team that gets the player forfeits the pick.
If you use a pick,
the next
you forfeit that corresponding round in the following draft, so they wouldn't have a third-rounder next year.
Mm-hmm. So based on just what little we know about him so far, what we've seen, what we've read, I think second might be a little generous, but third might be about the area where a team might take a flyer on this guy.
Yeah, and I don't really have a big problem with the committee. The committee is getting older. That I recognize. This is probably the last hurrah for this particular committee, with Sammy Morris, Kevin Falk, and Fred Taylor being three members of that committee. That can't be the case going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Morris will be here next year. I don't think Taylor will be here next year.
Probably not.
And Falk is probably a 50-50 proposition at best. So the time, that's why I think you're right, Eric. If they deem this guy worthy of attention, the time is right. They need someone going forward to go with Maroney, and let's face it, This is really a put up or shut up year for Maroney as well. So he's going to have to show what he can do. So this is the time. And you see, they brought in a guy like Thomas Clayton.
Mm-hmm. Guy from the 49ers
who has
a preseason star.
Yes, has some NFL experience in Chris Taylor, also a guy with some NFL experience. Two guys that don't get talked about a lot, who I think could be pushing those veterans if if a Sammy Morris is banged up and misses a week and a half of the summer here, that could be it for him.
Right.
It all depends on how it works with other guys. Chris Taylor, they thought enough of to keep around on injured reserve last year.
I think that says a lot for him.
Thomas Clayton, as you pointed out, was, albeit preseason, he was a preseason star. Much like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis first caught everybody's attention with some work in the summer. And last year he was the co-leader, I believe, in rushing yards last preseason. What Benny was. So there are some younger guys here looking to sort of crack the rotation.
Mm-hmm. They'll challenge.
It's going to be interesting. I think it'd be a more competitive position than I think people realize right now.
Oh, I'd almost want to say that they're in a better position this year than they were a year ago, simply because some of the question mark, like Taylor was in his first year with New England last year. Maroney, we were still unsure coming off that bizarre 2008 season he had.
Yeah.
I think they're in a little bit more stable position. They know what they have, and everybody seems to be coming into this season healthy. And they've added one or two guys who, like you said, might challenge for those upper spots or even some significant playing time. So whether they add a guy like Unga or not, I think they're a little bit in a better position going into this training camp than they were 1 year ago.
Yeah, and I think the best case, in my opinion, would be for the committee to hold tight one more time. I would be happy taking the five that you took last year into battle with you for 2010. But I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world if one of these younger or lesser-known guys sort of emerges and just is so good that Bill has to look at it and say, you know what, this kid's too talented. I got to keep him.
Which player out of those five from last year do you think is the most vulnerable?
Sammy Morris.
Because?
Age, injury history, and I think that he is out of that group. I don't think he's as good as Fred Taylor. Mm. I think Taylor offers you more as a running back. Now, I don't think I think Morris is probably a better receiver. Not probably in there. It's flat out he's a better receiver.
Right. We've seen Taylor drop a lot of passes. In camp.
I think that you have the same question marks about Taylor and Morris in terms of age and injury history. I think Taylor's a better player. Therefore, I think Morris is most vulnerable. But don't completely eliminate the possibility of Lawrence Maroney.
If he's doing the things
that sort of have drawn the ire of us and Pats fans over the last 3 or 4 years again.
Yeah, how many chances is he going to have?
Right. Just one of those guys that Bill says, I can't keep this guy off the field. He's done too much. I have to put him on the roster.
Got to say, Thomas Clayton looks the part when you see him in, you know, just the practice jersey and the shorts, which is all we got to see this spring.
Sure.
He certainly looks the part. He seems to have the hands. He's quick. He obviously produced it, like we said, in preseason with the 49ers. Missed most of, he missed all of last year's regular season. He played a little bit in the preseason, but he had an injury that he's coming off of, and he kind of knew that the handwriting was on the wall. That was going to be it. They allowed him to stay and recuperate, but he knew he was going to be elsewhere, and he, you know, has a chance now with New England to prove that wasn't just a fluke those other 2 years that he had.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. I think the running back situation, there's a couple of different layers to it. There's the veteran guys. There's the younger guys that are, you know, sort of looking to crack their way into the NFL, and then there's Lawrence Maroney right in the middle, which is,
the enigma of all of them.
You know, surrounded by a conundrum.
Right.
You know,
Wrapped in a mystery.
Yeah, I mean, he's got so many different things going on that he's a layer all unto himself.
Hey,
so
this is Lawrence Maroney,
I think
a.k.a.
It'll be good.
Kool-Aid, a.k.a. Hell Diet,
right.
a.k.a.
He's got more nicknames he doesn't even know what to do with.
So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
He's like,
I think the running back situation this summer could be one of those things. It's not nearly the top of the list, with linebacker inside, outside
intriguing.
Linebacker and all these other things. Mm-hmm. Far more competitive. Wide receiver.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be an interesting little battle.
And we'll talk about all those positions as we go forward in the next few weeks. But that's going to do it for this edition of the Patriots Roster Report podcast.
Just good stuff today, Eric.
Yeah, I thought we did pretty well for making something out of nothing.
Total aside, has nothing to do with the Patriots. I don't know if you noticed this, but the safety out of LSU, Chad Jones, I want to say.
Okay,
Jones,
yeah, pitcher, also a baseball pitcher.
Very, very good player. Yep. Third-round pick of the Giants, seriously injured today in an automobile accident in New Orleans.
Oh, didn't hear that.
Broke his leg and had nerve and artery damage, exposed arteries and whatnot. So a very, very serious injury suffered by Chad Jones, third-round pick, safety out of LSU.
An undrafted rookie free agent cornerback.
Third-round pick
LSU
for the Giants. But has nothing to do with the Patriots, but I just...
No, that's a good news on him. I hadn't heard about that. All right, so before you get to your weekend, hit the PFW blog, comment on our UNGA posting. Go to Patriots.com later today, where Paul and I are going to debate Friday about Tom Brady. So we'll just hang that out as a little tease there for you. And after you do that, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.